preparing for the Philadelphia Eagles in the division over in Philadelphia. Philadelphia played very, very well the other day. They started relatively slow for them this season, but they've built up and built up. Their three games that they've lost are by 15 points. They're plus three. They have 13 takeaways, which is outstanding. Their defensive team, 10th in the league against the run, outstanding defensive team that they've put together. Their offensive team features the three runners that you know very well who they are, each of which in their own right is an exceptional football player. Young quarterback Bradford has done a good job, even a 122 quarterback rating against Washington in a loss there. They've lost twice in the division to Dallas and of course, to Washington. But as I said, the other day scoring 39 points, winning time of possession, which is something they really could care less about. They put it all together, and Bradford showed resiliency himself in throwing two early picks and then coming back and having a big day with two touchdowns and a very high completion percentage. So their return game, their special teams, three of their four teams are in the top 10 in the league. Darren Sproles gives them an exceptional punt returner. They're a well-rounded overall, very good football team in our division. And we look forward to our preparation starting today.
You have a lengthy injury list, obviously. The newest one we heard about was Prince. What happened to him, and how long is he?
They're saying 2 to 4. He has a partial tear of a pec, and it occurred in the game. And it's most unfortunate. He's made a lot of plays for us this fall, but we'll continue on, and we will get him back.
How's Kennard and some of the other guys doing?
Not going to practice.
Beckham?
Not going to practice.
Randall?
He's supposed to practice.
Ayers?
Going to practice. Selvey's going to practice. I'm glad to see that you can follow the list down there, Jordan.
You can just go down.
Who else? I'm not doing that. You got it right in front of you. What are you asking me?
No,
he hasn't. No, he hasn't been cleared.
How about Justin Pugh?
He's practicing.
Has Victor been cleared to do any?
No, not that I know of.
Casillas?
No, not today.
Tom, Prince has been playing so well. What kind of a challenge is it now for the other guys to step up?
Well, that's been the challenge all along. You know, we've played a game and won a game with Hosley at starting at corner, and he'll have to jump in there and do that, which I'm sure he's excited about. And so we must continue on.
You've studied exhaustively why this team has been so injured the last couple of years. It looks like you're at least pretty close to leading the league in injuries again. You've changed so much. Have you ever found any kind of common thread of why this keeps happening?
No. We've certainly done a lot of – we've inserted major changes. We've gone, you know, and we've changed pretty much everything that we do. Starting with the GPS, but you know, we've some of these soft tissue injuries are very, very troublesome. You know, occurring in games, if you will, and then being so long and trying to get people back. It's I'm not going to get frustrated by it, but it's very bothersome.
Do you make any adjustments to the routine at this point?
No.
Why not?
Why would I?
Said you had a lot of soft tissue.
It's not a time to change now. For years we did it one way. We're doing it this way. We're going to stay with it. We're going to see how it goes.
Tom, with Beckham and Randall, I assume, kind of question marks, do you have to cut down on the game plan because of the young guys on the outside?
Not really, no.
Is Prince a candidate for short-term IR?
No.
Why not?
Because he's coming back ahead of that span, I would hope.
Do you expect Beckham to practice later this week? Or?
We'll see. Today he can't go. He's day-to-day, but today he's not going to go. Which, quite frankly, I didn't expect any of those to go today.
With these injuries piling up and with the uncertainty concerning Cruz, has there been any thought about maybe using short-term IR on him?
We've been, when he, This was thoroughly discussed when he injured himself the last time, and the doctors battled for him being back before the time would be up on the IR.
Have you got any updated timetable on Victor and when he might be cleared?
No.
I know after the game, you mentioned that Cullen had said to you, you know, reminded you, I'm sure you didn't need reminding, about letting you know you were 3-2 last year and you went to Philadelphia. How much will you talk about that and, you know, same situation, very similar, and, you know, what happened?
Well, we, I mentioned to them this morning about going over there a year ago. I didn't go into the detail of the record or anything like that, but mentioned traveling over there. So that's probably come and gone.
How different a player is Justin Pugh than he was a year ago when he went to Philadelphia?
Well, I think he's a better, much better player. He's, you know, well grounded now. He's had an outstanding offseason. He's studied. He's been able, obviously, to play more than one position for us, which is very, very good, and he's played well.
He had said he had trouble last year, obviously, in Philadelphia. He said it kind of snowballed on him. Have you seen signs that he's, I guess it's a maturity thing?
I have seen signs, yeah. I would make a smart remark there, but it's...
How much has Weston Richburg been an upgrade for you guys in the middle of being that sort of that anchor for you guys this year?
Well, he's directed traffic since day one, does a very, very good job of that. He's a team player. He's, you know, basically a lunch bucket guy, just like the type of the mold that we like. And he's done a good job of that, studying, identifying, communicating with the other offensive linemen. He's done a very good job of that.
Tom, you're always talking about balance in your offense. Do you think the short passing game for the running backs is still kind of, in your mind, balanced, even though Eli threw the ball 54 times?
Well, you know, our short passing game, in addition to that, I think has been something that we've utilized as you would the run game. Not that I wouldn't rather have the run, but that's been said.
With McBride and Wade, both of them working at the nickel, mm-hmm. is there one you prefer to bounce outside?
Well, not that I'm going to speak about. Both guys can play inside. Both guys have played outside. When McBride played outside, he played very well.
How much confidence do you have in Jayron Hosley, maybe even compared to last year?
A lot more.
How do you think he's done?
A lot more. He's done well. When played, when he's been called upon, whether special teams or defense, he's done well.
Is it disheartening to have this great win, be in first place, and to come to this injury list now?
No, it's just a wonderful occasion. I'm so happy that all these questions are about it. Quite frankly, I would have a hard time not answering these kind of questions.
What do you see from DeMarco Murray? You know, you obviously seen him before in the past. Now you see him with the Eagles. Does he do anything differently? Does he look any different to you?
He looks good. You know, he's got great vision. He's an outstanding runner. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He's grown, as has this offensive team, in people getting to know one another from the idea of new players at new positions, and you can see the improvement.
What do you see with Walter Thurman? He's a guy.
You going down the roster? Is this your day for that, the roster? Walter's played well.
When I ask on Friday, I didn't ask you on Thursday, on Wednesday.
It's true, but you're right.
Whoa. Mark that.
Rare. It's very rare, very rare. Walter's played well. Got 3 interceptions, played the safety position. He comes down in the box. He tackles. He seems to do an outstanding job. You would expect him to have good range, and he does. He's played well. Anybody else in the secondary you want to?
Why do you think teams have had success throwing the ball to their running backs against you guys this year?
Well, I think primarily they've caught us in some type of zone coverage. And the coverage hasn't been as tight as you'd like. But normally in those situations, there's a defender, there's a receiver behind and a receiver in front, and they're taught to play deep to short, and that's the result.
So you guys are in some way giving that as opposed to giving up the...
No, I wouldn't say giving it. I'd like it to be tighter. I really would. But, again, each game is different. Each situation is different, and each pattern is different.
Tom, your team.
One more, last one, Fooch. Thank you.
Your team's opportunity here. You fight back to control the division now. This huge game in Philadelphia. Is it too early to call it that? A huge game?
No, I think the significance of your divisional games is well known, well stated, and I think the excitement of playing within the division is always there. And at this point in the season, with the teams all bunched up like they are, this is a big game.